Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They are infinitely more qualified and credible to speak on NFL, technique and in-helmet experience than someone like me or you. They aren't reporters, so they're not, super in tune with all the ways that you need to kind of vet situations like this. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bizarre situation with so many different hemispheres or semicircles in the Venn diagram. Like, I've also seen people too, getting up in arms about the video that the fan, I guess, was saying, that's the goal, baby. That's the goal. I could see that from the press box with my binoculars. He was pumping his fist and, cheering as he was going up the steps at the end of the first half. But again, that doesn't mean that you can just lose your composure and essentially let the guy win if you're DK. So, I also wonder too, Joe, I don't think we brought up this part of it as well. And someone was, I think Alan Saunders may have asked Mike Tomlin about it today during all of this. DK does have a history of losing his temper and lashing out on the field with opponents and other players. This is obviously something different, but I do wonder if the fine history and unsportsmanlike conduct history here played at all into the NFL's decision too.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette, should DK just have addressed this at his locker right away and nipped it in the bud right there?
Well, I mean, yes. My initial answer is always yes. At least stand up and face the music and take accountability if you fumbled a ball or threw an interception or, in this case, shoved a fan. Doesn't really help to let it fester, in my opinion, but I guess I'm partial because I'm someone who's there to cover the game and chronicle it. Other people who have other responsibilities within the NFL ecosystem may feel differently about it. And, I hate to draw the parallel because, again, we don't know what was said. We don't know if the guy muttered something under his breath that DK heard. But in the Jalen Ramsey, Jamar Chase situation, which was on the field, it's between two combatants in the game, not a player and a fan, but he was right there at his locker as soon as we went in there post-game and said, you're going to see, I will be vindicated. He spit on me. The video will show it. And he was correct. We all saw shortly thereafter. So
yeah, I think
the other gap in this. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
No, I'm sorry. Finish. I'm sorry.
I was going to say the other gap in this is, was it Tom Pelissero who reported they had that incident a year ago in Detroit with the Lions and the Seahawks?
Yeah.
could there be some room for interpretation that the guy said something racially or an epithet towards DK's mom then, and DK saw him again and it bubbled back up, because we're not seeing any audio evidence of that this year. I that's another kind of unanswered lead here for me.
Yeah, I mean, if you're DK, I would think you'd want to get that out right after the game, honestly, before it starts to blow up and before other guys speak for you. It seems the, you know, centerpiece of this guy's legal position here is I've this moron, this fan, is that I've been slandered here. I didn't say these things, and now I'm being harassed. So whatever we think of that guy, not much from my perspective, but whatever we think of him has nothing to do with legality. And the people who have been putting out there that he said these things are James Harrison and Chad Johnson. So, again, I circle back to, are they now implicated somehow legally? You better be right if you're going to be speaking for somebody else about what they said somebody said to them, especially of that nature, right?
And I'm not a lawyer, but I guess that could be a decent buffer for DK too, if you just say, oh no, they
got
misheard
it wrong,
what I was saying, or right. Yeah, exactly. So, I'll just reiterate, I don't really think it's a cool thing to do, to go to a game and like try to provoke a player into assaulting you or trying to get him thrown out of the game or suspended because you're heckling him from the third row. Now, we've all been young and dumb and done immature things, probably myself included. And sometimes we have too much to drink, but this guy's in his, I guess, 40s or 50s, and it seems like he's kind of a known Lions diehard super fan. So, yeah, I don't appreciate his shtick here. I think it's pretty lame. But, you know, going back to what you said at the very top, Joe, Mike Tomlin said himself, it's unfortunately part of the game that people are going to say things to you and try to get under your skin, and you just need to let cooler heads prevail, keep it moving, and don't hurt your team. How many times did we rip George Pickens for getting into it with players? And even if, you know, he was right to be PO'd, he's still hurting his team. So I don't like it at all from that perspective for DK.
So real quick, TJ Watt, what have you heard on him? Do you think he'll play or practice this week and play in the game?
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's murkiness all over with that situation. I mean, I tend to think with him just even being back around the guys and at the facility and out watching practice last week, that's a good sign. So I'll say yes, but I think I also may have, you know, predicted on a whim that he might play against Detroit. So take that with a grain of salt.
And then lastly, how do you think the DK thing turns out here? Two games, one game, no games?
Again, I mean, my just gut feeling is they make it two, knowing there's going to be an appeal, and then it gets reduced to one.
Yeah.
But a question that I would wonder there is, like, does he play until the appeal is heard, or does he just sit out this game and say, hey, if you knock it down a game, just retroactively apply it to me, and, you know, and I'm good. I'll go out there and play week 18.
Interesting. Brian, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome. Happy holidays, Joe and Mr. Sean Myers. See you guys.
You too, buddy.
Thank you,
Brian. Read
Brian
Bacco's stuff at postgazette.com. Excellent reporter. Excellent writer. All right. The DK Metcalf topic is number one. It's 1A, as they say. So have at it here. I mean, it's still, we haven't heard from him. So the part about what was said, or I don't even know with the NFL if that's relevant. It's what was done that is apparently relevant here, or based on precedent, relevant. Like, they didn't care what anybody said in the Lamar Jackson Buffalo Bills fan fracas. Well, fracas is too strong of a word. Shoving match earlier this year. They cared that a fan reached onto the field and pushed a player in the helmet, and they basically said, if that happens, you can do whatever you want. James Harrison. Cleveland Browns fan runs on the field. He body slams him. That's not on Harrison. That's on the fan. Let's talk about all this next. 412-928-9370 as we await the league's decision on James Harrison. In the meantime, lots and lots of treats at FanDuel. Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge, because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking in to see what drops next. And it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, 1 big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Starkey to get in the holiday spirit. That's FanDuel.com/Starkey. Lots of NBA, lots of NFL. Coming up here, FanDuel, play your game. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration requirements. Leg requirements. And max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, DK Metcalf, the story of the day. As we await for a ruling from, I guess, Roger Goodell on whether this 2-game suspension that DK and his reps have appealed will be upheld, reduced, canceled altogether. We'll see. This was Mike Tomlin in his news conference today on, you know, various questions about DK and the suspension. And Tomlin said right from the start he wanted to be very careful about it because he knows that there are legal ramifications now that the fan, Ryan Kennedy, I believe is the name, Sean?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Has retained representation here and come out and said he didn't say the things he was accused of saying. Not by Metcalf himself, but via podcasts from James Harrison and Chad Johnson, formerly Chad Ochocinco. So now they're wrapped up in this story in a big way. This was Tomlin.
I imagine you talked to DK Metcalf. Did he explain in your conversation what caused him to go over, cost the fan, and why did he do it?
He did explain to me why he did what he did, and I certainly don't condone the behavior, but I support DK, and I really don't have a lot to add other than what I just told you. I think he has a hearing this afternoon, an appeals hearing, and I certainly don't want to weigh in prior to that, and certainly I've heard more recently that there might be legal ramifications, and so I better be careful about what I say and how I say it. I'm sure you guys got a lot of questions. I understand that, but that's just the posture I'm in as I sit here today, with so many components of this thing yet to be resolved.
Mike, I know it was an unusual situation, but does the team have any protocols to sort of prevent or to monitor, make sure players don't kind of go over there and have that sort of interaction?
I know there's a lot going on in the silent during the game.
Exactly.
Mike, maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So is that a yes or a no? Do you have protocols or not?
We certainly may, but I might not be privy to it because my eyes and attention is what's going on the field. But we have a top-notch security group, et cetera. Everybody in the National Football League does. It's not only from an organization's perspective, but it's a global component to it as well.
From a football perspective, what do you lose if DK is not available specifically this week?
One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity.
All right, there's a lot here. And if you want to weigh in, 412-928-9370, I'll circle back to where I started today, which was there's not a whole ton of precedent for this. There's no comparison to Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson, the fan initiated physical contact, reached over the railing at a game in Buffalo and aggressively pushed Lamar Jackson's head. And Jackson pushed the fan back and the league didn't do a thing to Lamar and suspended the fan until further notice from games. The league absolutely did the right thing there. You as a fan have no right to enter the arena, even if it's just with your, you know, hands and arms to push somebody. That's entering the arena. You have no right to do that. And if you do that, a player has a right, I think, and it seems like the NFL thinks, to basically respond in kind, physically. So that comparison just doesn't work because that was the fan initiating physical contact and confrontation. And this one, it was Metcalf who initiated it and ended it. The jackass with the blue wig didn't do anything physically. I think he was clearly there to goad Metcalf into doing something, and I guess he got his wish. And he seems like a pretty sad, pathetic excuse for a human being, I think. You would agree with that, Sean?
Yeah, I cannot in any way relate to what goes through some people's minds when they do stuff like that.
Having said that, I'm with Tomlin and others when he says I don't condone the behavior from Metcalf. Tomlin's saying it's, you know, it's part of our world that we live in. That and this isn't him saying it, this is me interpreting it. Idiots are gonna talk. The more apt comparison is Shaq Lawson from the Bills 2 years ago. In Philly, defensive end. Him and his teammates later saying that a fan was using, you know, threatening language to the players and their families, and they went over, a bunch of them went over to confront the fan. Shaq Lawson pushed the fan very clearly on video. Absolutely nothing happened to him. Not one penny of a fine. So if I'm DK and his people at that appeals hearing, which for all I know is happening right now, did he say later this afternoon? I don't know. I'm going there armed with that video saying, here's what this guy did 2 years ago because somebody was shouting stuff at him. He pushed a fan and you didn't even give him a 5 cent fine. You're suspending me for 2 games? That's what I would say. So a lot of things can be true. Don't condone the behavior from Metcalf. The fan was there to goad him. And the NFL is totally ignoring recent precedent here by suspending him for two games. It should be one game or a hefty fine, maybe just a hefty fine on this. And where was security? What were they doing? It's almost like they were just standing there watching. Especially, somebody should have known, DK should have said something early in the game or before the game that, hey, I had a problem here. Was it last year did Pelissero report?
Yeah, I believe so.
I had a problem here last year with this guy. And there was just no real security. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on all this? Let's hit the phone lines, Sean.
All right, we'll go out to Newcastle with Double D.
What's up, Double D?
Joe, thank you for taking my call, man. I love the work that you do.
Thank you.
I have some hopefully interesting perspective from the security side of things.
Yeah.
My uncle had worked security at Three Rivers and Heinz Field for the Steeler games. You know, as a kid, I loved to go down there and see him on the field. We were talking yesterday about what happened in Detroit, and he was shocked about the lack of communication and the lack of presence from the security team. He had talked to me about, you know, they had like this 30-foot rule. When any time that there was an issue between whether it was a player or someone in the stands, it was like a 30-foot rule. There was security within 30 feet so they could be in earshot and converge when they would sense something like this was happening.
Well, let me ask you before you go on, when you say lack of presence, are you talking about in general before this incident occurred? Because it sure seemed to me like that area wasn't being patrolled properly before that. Or are you talking about once things started to escalate?
That's what he was talking about. He said, I couldn't believe how there was really no security presence in that area. And just the lack, you know, he had told me, he said, anytime you have a player that comes with even a few feet of the stands, by now they've heard this back and forth and they're paying attention and they're communicating even with security in the stands to make sure that, number one, they're watching to secure the field and the player, but also to make sure that they have identified if there's somebody that throws a projectile or whoever that blue wig guy was that was causing the issue. They're there right there talking and feeling this out to make sure that they're protecting the field and protecting the player. He was shocked that nobody, as this was happening, was making a beeline to get over there and get into what was going on so that they could report back, you know, to the team or to whomever,
right,
you know, about what was happening and why they were letting this go on to the point where a player was able to go up and touch someone. Now, my uncle did say, he said, the worst part of security is these touchdowns when they're jumping into the end zones and the Lambeau leaps and that kind of thing. But he said, when they're around the stadium, for there not to be somebody within 20 or 30 feet and multiple security there when this happened was shocking to him.
Well, here's the thing.
That would have never happened.
Here's the thing, though. They were, once Metcalf started to move toward the guy in the blue wig, he had a brief interaction with a security person dressed in police garb.
Correct.
And he said, I don't know what was said. I don't know what was said, but he talked to that person and then he kept moving on. So somebody was actually there. And then there was a guy
doing their job is what upset him, that they were not doing the job that they're supposed to be doing, which is protecting the player and continuing to be part of that conversation, not just hearing it and walking away. He said that that was just was a total lack of effort on the part of the security team in Detroit.
I
and
agree.
That's what got him hard. He was really he was like to the point I never see him get angry. Mm. He was like hot. He was really disappointed that something like this could happen in an NFL stadium. To the point where they weren't there saying, stop right now, you know, even grabbing the player before, you know, DK had a chance to even get to the player. He was just really shocked at the whole thing from start to finish.
Interesting, and I don't blame him because that absolutely stood out. It really did. And then a guy came along in a red security T-shirt who just was basically an observer. He seemed to be looking right at a situation where a player grabbed a fan and took a punch or a swipe, whatever you want to call it, at the fan, and he just watched it. So that's true. But that, again, doesn't, as Mike Tomlin said, condone the behavior. Tomlin saying, I certainly don't condone the behavior. I support DK. It's going to be really fascinating to see where this goes, because now this guy has retained representation, says he's being harassed because of these accusations being made against him and what he said. And the only place that I've seen that these accusations are coming from are from James Harrison and Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson. That's the only two places I've seen. And they both said they talked to Metcalf. Did Metcalf want them to speak for him and go public? Are their recountings totally 100% accurate? Man, they suddenly become involved in this. Right?
You would have to think if he told those guys, and I'm assuming they do like weekly podcast, is that, I mean, just about every player or former player is on some sort of podcast now.
Yeah.
If Metcalf is telling those guys specifically, he had to have known at some point they're going to
probably
get that out there.
Yeah,
right?
Probably. Probably. And that could become a problem if, unless it's proven somehow. But aside from that, we're going to get the, or maybe involved in that, but I think aside from that, the league's going to come down with a ruling here. And again, for the 100th time, if I'm Metcalf and his reps, I'm simply saying, you didn't do anything to a player who pushed a fan 2 years ago who was getting verbally assaulted, but you're going to suspend me for 2 games? What are you doing? Where's the precedent for this? We'll take one more, Sean.
All right, we will go to Donald.
Hey, Donald.
Hello, how are you? Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you, sir. What's up?
I just called in to make a comment on the Metcalf situation. First of all, he really shouldn't have did what he did, no matter what the situation is. He took his time to go over to the fan. There's fans everywhere in the stadium screaming, yelling, saying things they shouldn't say, but he picked that particular one to go over to that player and did what he did. He should have kept his hands to himself. And I understand what you're saying about these other people don't get suspended for doing these kind of things. Why is he? The league's got to start somewhere and start setting grounds. From now on, this is what has to happen, and this is what will happen. So if you want to have your behavior go on like you're going on, these are now the rules and what's going to happen from this day forward. They're getting paid millions and millions of dollars to play a sport. Who cares what these fans say to them? They should laugh at the fans. I'm getting paid big money to play.
Well, you know, that's easy to say, but if someone's 10 feet away, and I'm not saying this happened in this situation, but this is what Lawson and the Bills said happened in Philly, and someone is violently threatening my wife and my kids, that's probably going to get my attention. Wouldn't get yours?
Oh, sure it will.
Yeah.
Sure it will. But we had Miles Garrett, and I believe that's who it was, and Rudolph, saying that he called him a name. Later on, it come out, he didn't say that.
You know, right, that's separate from the fact that this should just be, you know, something you just blow off and don't pay attention to. If something like that is said, I'm not sure that I would have as easy a time as you apparently would just completely ignoring it. And having said that, I certainly am with Tomlin. You can't do it. I mean, imagine if there were in-game ramifications, or imagine if this was a playoff game and he got suspended for a game.
And again, I know it's a long shot, but if it comes down to that final game against Baltimore to see who wins the division, not having, and what did we say all season when the Steelers didn't address their number two receiver? If they lose Metcalf for an extended period of time, it's going to be the most significant loss of maybe anyone on the whole team.
I feel a little bit better about that now than I did then. But it would still be a significant, it is, I'm pretty sure he's going to get one game. Wouldn't you think?
I don't think they would go from two down to zero. They would at least keep it at one game.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. So we'll take a couple more calls. This is my last day until Friday when myself and intern Dom will be in for the afternoon, guys. How about
that's
that?
That's going to be something.
That's going to be gigantic.
Do you know who's filling in for you tomorrow, by the way?
Who?
Josh Rountree.
He's good.
Yes.
He's real good.
Taking a day away from the golf course.
Yeah. No relation to former NBA player Dan Rountree. Remember him?
I'm not sure that. They might be. I've seen him play basketball before. They could be related.
And we have some other things to wrap up, including the Penguins with some big games ahead. Some other steal. Tomlin was great on Derek Harmon and even greater on Myles Garrett. We'll talk to about that coming up as well. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Rain throughout the day, but warmer and a high of Bud Dupree, 48. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. One thing we really didn't talk about today was this sort of bombshell story by Jonathan Jones. And just, Sean, if you could keep one eye out for Twitter, because I've had the experience at the last second on this show, the PM guys suddenly have this breaking news that happened at the end of the show. It's uncanny. So we'll keep an eye out for Metcalf suspension news. Jonathan Jones, CBSSports.com, DK Metcalf suspension voids $45 million in guarantees. Now, here's what that means. First of all, if the suspension is upheld, he's already losing $500,000 for what happened the other day. Now, Jones reveals that monies that were guaranteed to Metcalf each of the next two seasons because of a suspension of any kind through the league are null and void. So what does that mean? Well, his guaranteed salary, once guaranteed, of $25 million for next year is no longer guaranteed. Obviously, he's going to come back next year, so that doesn't seem to be a big deal, assuming he's not, you know, God forbid, injured badly in a game here. But that's $25 million that was previously guaranteed. That's probably coming to him. But as Jones writes, the voided guarantees are more important in 27 when $20 million in salary has been injury protected. That's no longer protected. So Metcalf's going to have to perform and stay healthy now to keep his money. All because of this. So, man, his team better work hard to get that reduced to a non-suspension. I'll tell you that. There is a hell of a lot of money on the line for him potentially in this situation. In the meantime, let's hear Tomlin on Myles Garrett. This was great stuff, if you have that, Sean.
Do you expect Dylan Cook to get some help if Myles Garrett's on the other side? And how much help has he been getting, you know, in these last few games?
Everybody gets help against Myles Garrett. I just finished watching San Francisco tape. Trent Williams got help. And so certainly he's going to get help, but certainly everybody has gotten help. And it hadn't slowed down the train. He still's got 22 sacks. I imagine most of those are not one-on-one plays. And so we're going to do our due diligence, but we're not going to act like or pretend that we're reinventing the wheel here. We better put schematics around him. He better play well. And we better stay out of one-dimensional passing circumstances. And you still might not stop the bomb from going off. That's been how impactful this guy's play has been this year.
So he's probably going to set this all-time sack record against the Steelers. I think that's a decent bet. I mean, what does he have to lose at this point? He could just rush the passer every single play. And the other guy that Tomlin was very good on was Derek Harmon. Sometimes you don't hear this kind of effusive praise directed toward rookies, but Harmon was an absolute monster in that game. Video has surfaced of him just throwing around Penei Sewell, who might be the best tackle in all of football. Harmon went Mean Joe Green, like early Mean Joe, on him. Let's hear Tomlin's characterization of Derek Harmon.
I don't think they've got a point to run away from Cam Hayward a lot this season. And in this game, when they did it, it seemed like your guys really stepped up. Keanu Benton, Derek Harmon. What have you seen from their efforts to improve in the run defense, and where are they at in that effort?
You know, I've read some of the narrative about Derek Harmon and his run game exploits, and so I'm not going to do anything to diminish that. Maybe he is just the monster that the narrative says he is.
That's great stuff. Maybe he's just the monster that the narrative says he is. He's looking like it. I'll tell you that. I mean, I wrote that day they would regret passing on Jackson Dart. The Jackson Dart story is starting to flop, maybe because they changed coaches, and the Derek Harmon story is starting to get better and better and better. He is a monster. Thank you, Sean, and happy holidays to everybody out there. Merry Christmas. I'm going to not be here the next 2 days. Josh Roundtree will be here, and then I'll be back on Friday with my friend intern Dom. Usually things get pretty crazy when it's myself and Dom. That should be fun. That'll be the PM show, by the way, on Friday. I'll talk to you then. See you, Sean. Thanks for everything.
Happy holidays, Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.